You're listening to SBS News.
Marcel Honoré, thanks so much for joining us tonight. What's the latest there?
We are still trying to assess the full scale of the damage and the destruction and the loss of life over on Maui. And at the same time, we're the authorities and firefighters, fire crews are all still working to contain these fires on Maui, which still have not been brought under control.
What's the biggest challenge facing authorities there at the moment?
Well, I think it's the sheer scale of what's happening. I would say earlier in this crisis, a big issue was that they couldn't get helicopters up in the air. It wasn't until later today that they were able to get the necessary choppers in the air to help contain. So that's certainly been a problem. But it's just been a huge logistical issue at the same time as they're still trying to respond to save lives and protect and everything. They're scrambling to do that. That is still underway. But at the same time, they're trying to manage the thousands of visitors and residents in Maui that are stranded and without homes.
Well, we know that people have been evacuated. You're talking there even about tourists being stranded. Are they receiving enough support? Where are they going?
So right now, authorities have opened up the Hawaii Convention Center here on Oahu, which is a couple of islands away, for as many as 4,000 visitors who are stranded. That's one way that they're coping with this. And beyond that, people are still staying at shelters. They're cramming into Kahului, the airport on Maui, and you know whatever space they can find there to just try and get home. You know, authorities have put out the word pretty early today, a proclamation that strongly encourages that no essential or no non-essential travel occur to come to Maui. They're saying it is not safe, and the resources and the infrastructure and everything there is just beyond strained right now.
In Australia, unfortunately, we know all too well about the threat of bushfires. I'm just wondering, there in Hawaii, is the scale of this disaster, I mean, is that something that people were prepared for?
Not entirely. Now, if you listen to it, there was a press conference earlier today, and everyone from the lieutenant governor on down seemed to indicate, you know, just how unprepared we were for a situation like this. We are frequently talking about preparing for, you know, hurricanes, typhoons that make direct hits. And a phenomenon like this, where a hurricane passes by, you know, in this case, it's Hurricane Dora that's passing to the south and is generating strong winds, that has happened before, and it has generated wildfires. Hurricane Lane several years ago did this very thing on Maui, just did not trigger the scope of destruction that we're seeing right now.
And what's the prognosis, Marcel? Do you think the worst is over?
I think there's going to be a very long response and a very long tail to this. I mean, Lahaina town is burnt to the ground. So in that sense, I certainly hope that the worst is over, but there is a long recovery to come from all of this.
Marcel Honoré, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.